Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Intel is to cut over 15,000 jobs globally in an attempt to trim $10 billion from costs by the end of next year. There's no detail where the job losses will be felt yet, but fears are mounting for what it means for the 4,900 people employed here in Ireland at sites in Leixlip in County Kildare and Shannon in County Clare. If the 15% reduction in headcount is applied, it's expected we could be looking at a total of 735 people losing their jobs here. For more, I'm joined by Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Adrian, it's known in the sector that Intel has been losing ground to some of its rivals. So how expected was this news?
It was somewhat expected in the sense that Intel, as you say, has been performing well below its rivals. In fact, it's one of the worst performances of any large publicly quoted company this year. So their sales figures came in, their quarterly financial results, they were bad, they made a loss. They're nowhere near rivals like Nvidia. And what the CEO, Pat Gelsinger, has said is that, look, we're just not making the sales at the moment. We have too many people. We're selling less than we did a few years ago, and we've more people than we did a few years ago.
So tell us what we know then. 4,900 people employed here in Intel. Do we know how this news has been greeted by them this morning and whether they'll find out whether those jobs are in doubt?
We haven't had any statement from representative of any of the workers in Intel or any management there yet. It's quite likely that they will be affected in the sense that this is such a large job cut announcement. I mean, you 15% of over 100,000 employees. It's very difficult to see how a fairly core established facility like the one in Leixlip won't escape effect. Having said that, the company has offered some guidance as to the areas it's likely to cut most in, and it has mentioned, for example, marketing, sales and R&D, capital spending. Now, those are areas that don't unduly affect the Leixlip site, because really what Leixlip is mainly a manufacturing site. So while there has been capital investment there, there's not a huge amount of marketing or sales or even R&D compared to some of the other sites. So that's the only crumb of comfort, I think, that workers can take this morning.
I understand in the past, research and development used to happen for Intel at their smaller Shannon site in County Clare as well. You're talking about areas like that could be affected?
Well, that's what Intel are saying. They've given a very rough ballpark idea of the figures that they're looking to cut, $10 billion, and they say that they're going to focus that on marketing, sales and capital expenditure. Now, there's a lot of other stuff that they say that they want to cut out as well. They talk the usual stuff about bureaucracy and middle management and inefficiencies and all the stuff you'd normally expect to hear from a company when it's cutting jobs. But those are the main areas, yeah.
I can see from the newsroom via my colleague Brian O'Donovan that Kildare North TD and Minister of State of the Department of Transport, James Lawless, already this morning describing Intel as a central pillar of our national economy, as well as the local economy, he says, in his area of Kildare, especially in Leixlip and surrounding areas. Hard to imagine the tech sector in Ireland without Intel. It's been such an integral part of it here for so many years. How big of a blow is this news? Is there any fears or dangers about its future here, do you think?
I don't think so. So if you look at the nature of what Intel is in Kildare and in Leixlip, it has put billions upon billions of euro into manufacturing plants, and the chip business is a very long-term considered business. You build something for, you know, results over 5, 10, 15-year period. So while it's likely, you would say, that the Kildare facility in particular won't escape a cut, I think it's very unlikely that there is any significant or real fundamental threat to the existence of that facility in the next few years. But as you say, it is an absolute core pillar tech firm in Ireland. You think of the big tech companies in Ireland, you're thinking Apple, you're thinking Google, but you're also thinking Intel. It's one of the flagship firms that everybody associates with the country. It's been here for decades, but I wouldn't be worried about its long-term existence.
Well, let's hope that's some comfort to workers there this morning. We'll be awaiting further details, as I'm sure they will be, on this news regarding the global job cuts and their implications for Intel jobs here in Ireland. Thanks very much for joining us, Adrian Weckler, Technology Editor with the Irish Independent. Now, coming up, the biggest prisoner exchange since the Cold War.